With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, April 12th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, yesterday, Lamar's Track hosted their annual Don Schilling Co-Ed Invite on what proved to be a beautiful night for track. Both the girls and boys teams had great meets, with the boys winning their meet at 133 points. The Bulldog girls finished second in the overall meet with 108 points. And Bulldog girls head coach Tamara Dunn says that her team's score shows the work they have put in as a team at the beginning of the season.
I guess the 108 points just came, it was a team event, you know. We had the opens, we had some relays that did some nice things, and I don't know, I think it shows just some good investment on the behalf of our team.
Bulldog boys head coach Caleb Van Otterloo says his team puts in a ton of work in practice, and it showed in this home meet.
I would say our guys' work ethic and practice, and they've just really competed really, really hard and run well. It helps to have really good competition at all of our meets just to kind of push us and kind of see where we stack up.
Some highlights of the event included the field events for the Bulldog girls. Senior thrower Haley Mulder secured the win in the discus with a throw of 102 feet 9 inches. Coach Dunn says that Mulder has put in the work, and it's great to see her rewarded.
Haley Mulder had her personal record throw, which, you know, is right over 102 feet. And that always makes me happy for seniors, you know, when they can finally kind of make things work for them, especially their senior year after they've worked so hard. So I'm happy with that.
The Bulldog boys had just as great a success in the field events as well, as senior thrower Brandon Vanderslice took home the title in the discus throw with a throw of 170 feet 3 inches and the title in the shot put as well at 56 feet 5 inches. Vanderslice is the defending 3A state champion in the discus, and his throw at the Schilling Invite ranks fourth in the state of Iowa this season. Vanderslice says he put in some work during the offseason to get stronger and improve his footwork when throwing.
Me and Mitchell Bartman, actually, we found a coach, Trevor Heitree, one of the football coaches. He's had an offseason winner, so we lifted all together and we kept each other accountable. Numbers increased a huge amount, so like I, on top of footwork, doing a little bit of footwork work, I think that helped me immensely.
Vanderslice has rewritten the record book at Lamar's on a handful of occasions this time this season already. Coach Van Otterloo says that it's fun to coach Vanderslice as a thrower, but it's even better to see his leadership on display.
He can kind of dissect when, you know, things are off just a little bit, and he put in a great winter in the weight room, and it's showing. I would also say one big thing about him is sometimes at practice I'll walk over and he'll be helping our middle schoolers. So for as great as Brandon is throwing, he's an incredible young man.
Another one of the many great performances on the day came from Lily McNaughton. The future South Dakota Coyote put up her best showing on the day in the long jump, putting up a mark of 16 feet 5 and a half inches. McNaughton proves a valuable asset as both a jumper and a hurdler, and Coach Dunn hopes that she continues to set high goals and achieves them before the end of the season.
Lily McNaughton has had a great season as she started out. She's consistently jumping 16.6, 16.8, 16.9. She's had a couple scratches that have been 17.2. Our goal right now is to get her to 17.2 or 17.4, and she's had some really nice hurdle races.
The next events on the track schedule won't be for another week for the Bulldog track teams. And looking ahead for Brandon Vanderslice, his goals now turn to competing at the highest levels. He has met the standards to qualify for the Drake Relays in both the shot put and the discus, and his goal now is to prove that he belongs in that category.
Well, right now, I'm looking towards Drake, especially 100%. You know, hitting both with throwing that 170 now, I have met the standards for both, being able to know that I can throw those both, so now I'm qualified. So I guess you could say, like, kind of like the weight off your shoulders and not knowing if you're going to make it is gone. So, I know I'm there now, so it's having that. But now just, like, you know, shot put being number one in the state right now, making sure I can show up to that meet and exemplify what I can do, you know, represent Lamar as well.
As for the Bulldog teams, there's still a month to go before they host a state qualifying meet on their home track. Coach Van Otterloo knows his team will have to remain focused along the way to succeed later on in the season.
Staying focused, staying the course, and just kind of chipping away and hopefully not taking any steps backwards. Just always kind of striving for that next, you know, half second here, you know, a little bit better out of the blocks. Just kind of finding those small things that add up over the course of the year that can make the difference on whether or not you end up running in Des Moines.
Coach Dunn wants to see her team get more and more comfortable with the competition as the season goes on.
I think if we have four or five more meets before conference and we have the opportunity to kind of clean some things up and get some girls who are younger to sort of realize, you know, just getting into a rhythm of racing and what it's like and how to do it. You know, we had a couple girls step into the 400 hurdles that had never run it before, and they're freshmen. They're like, hey, that wasn't so bad. So I just think just getting a little bit more experience and getting them out on the track and giving them the opportunity, I think that's going to maybe pan out for us the second week of May.
Next up on the schedule, the Bulldog girls will go to Sheldon next Monday, and the boys will go to Orange City to compete. Taking a look at some of the other highlights from Monday's Don Schilling co-ed invites, the girls' side, Maddie Holes was second in the 100-meter dash. Allie Cruz was second in the 400-meter dash. Sienna Cass places third in the 800-meter run, with Becca Holinsky placing second in the 3K. Libby Laris was second in the discus and first in the shot put, outstanding showing in the field. The girls' shuttle hurdle relay finishes second. On the boys' side, Sione Fafita was second in the 200-meter dash. Kale Cass has an outstanding day, third in the 200-meter dash and first in the 400-meter dash. Reese Spieler was first in the 110-meter hurdles, while Connor Calhoun was third in those hurdles and narrowly finished second in the 400-meter hurdles. Mitchell Bartman was fifth in the discus. Sione Fafita first in the shot put. Some good showings from the relay teams, 4x100, shuttle hurdle, and sprint medley, all first for Lamar's boys, and the distance medley was second. There was other track meets going on as well in Kingsley as the Panther Wildcat relay took place. The Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central girls came in first, dominating the field with 185 points. Hinton was second at 112.5 points. Galen finishes fourth at 54 points. Remsen St. Mary's was fifth, and Akron Westfield was seventh in the team totals. Aubrey Bell of KPWC was first in the 100-meter dash. Her teammate Erica Kuntz was first in the 200 and the 400-meter dash. And Hinton's Cadence Peters second in the 800-meter run. Anna Coffey of Hinton was first in the 100-meter hurdles and second in the high jump. Casey Allen of Hinton second in the 1,500-meter run, while CJ Hanna of Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central was first in the 3,000-meter run. Galen Sophie Rudin was first in the 400-meter hurdles. Lauren Kunkel of Hinton was first in the discus with a new school record once again of 119 feet 8 inches. Breaks her school record set on Saturday at the Sioux City Relays. She was also first in the shot put. Avery Schrader of KPWC was first in the long jump. And the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central girls relays, the 4x1, the 4x2, the 4x4, and the 4x8 all get first place for KPWC. So does their sprint medley team. Remsen St. Mary's gets on the board with a girls' shuttle hurdle first place finish, and the Hinton distance medley team finished first place. KPWC on the boys' side was also first at the meet with 155 points. Galen was second. Hinton tied for fourth. Akron Westfield sixth, and Remsen St. Mary's was ninth. Galen's Keaton Bonderson was first in the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. Ryan Augustine of Galen was first in the 800-meter run. Connor Bielner of Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central first in the 110-meter hurdles. Tristan Jessen of KPWC first in the 1600-meter run. Carver Ruland of Galen in the first in the 3200-meter run. Grant Schrader of Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central finishes first in the 400-meter hurdles. Ian Blau of Akron Westfield was first in the discus and the shot put, whereas Bo Goodwin's run at KPWC was first in the high jump. Gianluca Sacatella of Hinton was first in the long jump. The Galen boys 4x400 relay was first. KPWC's 4x8 shuttle hurdle and sprint medley were all first as well. More track to get to as MMCRU was at the Russ Cry results in Holstein at Ridgeview. The girls finished 6th in the team standings. Hannah Nettermeyer 5th in the 800 meter run, 4th in the high jump. Audrey Etter 4th in the 1500 meter run, 2nd in the 3K. Ashley Hurtado was 2nd in the discus. Emily Dreckman was 2nd in the high jump. The boys team finished 3rd in the standings. Gunnar Johnson and Eben Hicks go 3rd and 4th in the 100 meter dash. Owen Polish and Brett Staub go 2 and 3 in the 800 meter run. Colin Pick is 3rd in the 110 meter hurdles. Braden Dirks 2nd in the 3200 meter run. Mitchell Schneff was 3rd in the discus. Jace Colling 2nd in the high jump, along with Lucas Braun, who is also 4th in the long jump, and some great showing from the relay teams as well. Moving now quickly to girls golf from yesterday, the Lamar's girls opened the season with a 12-stroke victory over Western Christian. Danny Hurt was the medalist, shooting 42, picking up where she left off last year. Royal Conference Golf, Hinton wins a forfeit over South O'Brien. Haley Rosenbaum was 2nd with 48 as her 9-hole total. MMCRU falls to Unity Christian by 14 strokes. Belle Olson was 2nd with a 57 total. Sydney Tritz of Remsen St. Mary's was the medalist as the Hawks beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn by 12 strokes. Tritz shoots a 50. Western Valley Conference meet, Kingsley Pearson girls golf finishes 4th in that meet. Boys golf, the Hinton Blackhawks win by 14 strokes over South O'Brien as Caden Barrett tied for the medal with 42 as his total. MMCRU loses to Unity Christian by 17 strokes as Braden Olson was 2nd. Hunter Pick and Colby Penning of Remsen St. Mary's tie for the medal as the Hawk boys dominate Hartley Melbourne Sanborn by 35 strokes. Penning and Pick shot a 42. These scores are all on our website, including Kingsley Pearson boys, who finished 1st in the Western Valley Conference meet in Holstein today. Those are details, again, all on our website, KLEM1410.com, under the sports scores and results page. And quickly on the schedule today, Lamar's lots of things in action. Girls golf versus Sergeant Bluff Luton today. The girls and boys tennis team take on West, and soccer teams will take on Sergeant Bluff Luton. Akron Westfield takes on Woodbury Central in golf. Hinton takes on Unity Christian in golf. Remsen St. Mary's and MMCRU go at it in golf. And West Sioux takes on Galen Catholic in golf, as Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central track will be in action at Sibley O'Cheadon today. For more sports, KLEM1410.com. Sports scores and results and detailed results from the track meets, all three of them yesterday, you can find on our website on the sports scores and results page. You can also follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.